Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar, and today we begin the 17th Masechta in this Daf Yomi Machzor, Masechta's Nazir on Daf Base, the first pair called Kanuni Naziris. I want to welcome all the new members who've joined us here at Zichru, and I want to wish everybody continued Hatzlacha as we seek to remember the Daf day after day. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, the opening Mishnah states, Kol Kanuni Naziris Kanaziris, all substitute terms for Naziris, are effective like a full declaration of Naziris. The Mishnah provides examples of such terms, such as Nazik, Naziach, and Paziach, after first teaching that one who says, Ehei, I will be, or Ehei Na'eh, I will be handsome, becomes a Nazir. The Gemara explains that these are examples of Yados Naziros, partial declarations of Naziros, and amends the Mishnah to first teach that Yados Naziros can Naziros. Partial declarations of Naziros are like full declarations of Naziros. The Gemara asks that since substitute terms are taught first in the Mishnah, why did the Mishnah provide examples of partial declarations before those of substitute terms? It explains, Hoyo ba'asin le medrasha chavivule. Since partial declarations are learned from a drasha, they are especially precious to the Tana. Still, the Mishnah begins by teaching the halacha of kinuim because it's the basic formula for accepting naziras, and then teaches the halacha of yados before providing examples of each. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Michdi, Tana b'seder nashim kai, my time of Tani Nazir. The Tana is involved with seder nashim. What's the reason that he teaches Nazir here? Tosos explains that as a masechta deal with karbanas, it would have been logical for it to be in seder kachim. The Gemara answers that the Tana is speaking about the pasuk of divorce, which states, Ki matzav ba'erva's dover, for he's found about her a matter of adultery which led to the divorce. Nazir is therefore in Seder Nashim in proximity to the Masechtos of Sota and Gittin to say that the cause of her sin was drinking wine, and thus teaches Kol Ro'ah Sota b'Kikua Yazir Atzmo min Yayin. Whoever sees a Sota in her disgrace should restrain himself through Naziris from wine. And pointing with you, the Mishnah taught that one who says, Ehei, I will be, is a Nazir. The Gemara asks, Dilma ehe betanis kamar. Perhaps he's saying, I'll be in a state of fasting. Shmuel answered, Kakon she'a nazir orva lefana. The Mishnah is discussing a case where nazir was passing before, which indicates that his declaration was made to similarly accept naziris. The Gemara persists that although a nazir is passing before him, perhaps his declaration was only meant to accept upon himself to provide the nazir with his karbanas brought at the end of his naziris. It answers the kamar belibo. It says that he had in his mind to become a nazir at the time of his declaration. His partial declaration of I will be while Nazir is passing by, coupled with his mental intent to accept Naziris, is a sufficient expression to affect Naziris. The second such case is one who said, Ehei Na'eh, I will be handsome. Here too the Gemara asks, V'dilma and Na'eh lefana b'mitzvahs. Maybe he means I'll be beautiful before Hashem in mitzvahs. As a brisa taught, Zeh Kelei v'aneveihu, this is my God and I shall beautify him, which means, and Na'eh lefana b'mitzvahs, I shall beautify myself before him in the fulfillment of mitzvahs, such as a beautiful sukkah, luv, and tzitzis. Shmuel answers, Shetafetz besar v'amra enah. It's in a case where he holds his hair and says, I will be handsome, indicating that he means to become a nazir. So once again, the three points are, number one, the opening mission states, Kol kanui naziris ken naziris. All substitute terms for naziris are effective like a full declaration of naziris. The mission provides examples of such terms, such as nazik, naziach, and paziach, after first teaching that one who says, Ehei, I will be, or Ehei na'eh, I will be handsome, becomes a nazir. The Gemara explains that these are examples of Yados Naziros, partial declarations of Naziros, and amends the Mishnah to first teach that Yados Naziros can Naziros. Partial declarations of Naziros are like full declarations of Naziros. The Gemara asks that since substitute terms are taught first in the Mishnah, why did the Mishnah provide examples of partial declarations before those of substitute terms? It explains, Hoyo ba'asin le medrasha chavivule. Since partial declarations are learned from a drasha, they are especially precious to the Tana. Still, the Mishnah begins by teaching the halacha of kinuim because it's the basic formula for accepting naziras, and then teaches the halacha of yados before providing examples of each. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Michdi, Tana b'seder nashim kai, my time of Tani Nazir. The Tana is involved with seder nashim. What's the reason that he teaches Nazir here? Tosos explains that as a masechta deal with karbanas, it would have been logical for it to be in seder kachim. The Gemara answers that the Tana is speaking about the pasuk of divorce, which states, Ki matzav ba'erva's dover, for he's found about her a matter of adultery which led to the divorce. Nazir is therefore in Seder Nashim in proximity to the Masechtos of Sota and Gittin to say that the cause of her sin was drinking wine, and thus teaches Kol Ro'ah Sota b'Kikua Yazir Atzmo min Yayin. Whoever sees a Sota in her disgrace should restrain himself through Naziris from wine. And pointing with you, the Mishnah taught that one who says, Ehei, I will be, is a Nazir. The Gemara asks, Dilma ehe betanis kamar. Perhaps he's saying, I'll be in a state of fasting. Shmuel answered, Kakon she'a nazir orva lefana. The Mishnah is discussing a case where nazir was passing before, which indicates that his declaration was made to similarly accept naziris. The Gemara persists that although a Nazir is passing before him, perhaps his declaration was only meant to accept upon himself to provide the Nazir with his karbanas brought at the end of his Naziris. It answers the Kamar Belibo. It says that he had in his mind to become a Nazir at the time of his declaration. His partial declaration of I will be while Nazir is passing by, coupled with his mental intent to accept Naziris, is a sufficient expression to affect Naziris. The second such case is one who said, Ehenae, I will be handsome. Here too the Gemara asks, V'dilma and Na'i l'fanu b'mitzvahs. Maybe he means I'll be beautiful before Hashem in mitzvahs. As a Braisa taught, Zeh keliva anaveyu, this is my God and I shall beautify him, which means, and Na'i l'fanu b'mitzvahs, I shall beautify myself before him in the fulfillment of mitzvahs, such as a beautiful sukkah, luv, and tzitzis. Shmuel answers, Shetafetz besar v'amma enna'i. It's in a case where he holds his hair and says, I will be handsome, indicating that he means to become a Nazir. Alright, so now we go to Simon Dab Beis, and our standard Simon for Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. The Nazirs in that hairy house, which had a sign with Nazir, Nazik, Upazir over the door, and overlooked the temple where sotas were disgraced, often heard people passing by saying, Ehei and Ehei Na'eh. Once again, in slow motion. The Nazirs in the hairy Nazir house, that must be run off base, bias, house. The Nazirs in the hairy Nazir house, which had a sign, Nazir, Nazik, Upazir, over the door, which reminds us that the Masechta opens discussing kinuim of Naziris, such as Nazir, Nazik, Upazir, as well as Yados for Naziris, and explains the reason the Mishnah brings examples of Yados before examples of kinuim, even though kinuim were mentioned first, is Hoyel v'yasin medrasha chavivinle. Since Yados are learned from medrasha, they're especially precious to the Tana. So the Nazirs in the hairy Nazir house, which had a sign with Nazir, Nazik, Upazir, over the door, and overlooked the temple where sotas were disgraced, which reminds us the reason that Nazir is in Seder Nashim, in proximity to the Masechtas of Sota and Gittin, instead of in Kachim, is to say that the cause of a sota's sin was drinking wine, and therefore teaches, Kol ro sota bekukula yazu atzmo min yayin. Whoever sees a sota in her disgrace should restrain himself through Nazirus from wine. So the Nazirs in the hairy house, which had a sign with Nazir, Nazik, Upazir, over the door, and overlooked the temple where sotas were disgraced, often heard people passing by saying, Ehei and Ehei Na'eh, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that the declarations of Ehei and Ehei Na'eh are effective to make someone a Nazir, and the Gemara explains that the cases were where a Nazir was passing by, and the person had a mind to become a Nazir. So once again, the Nazirs in the hairy Nazir house, which had a sign with Nazir, Nazik, Upazir, over the door, and overlooked the temple where sotas were disgraced, often heard people passing by saying, Ehei and Ehei Na'eh. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazorah. Daf Peches. So the Simmer Daf Peches is a garbage can, or trash bin. So here goes. The terrified blind man who tripped over a garbage can, That must be more in Daf Peches, Pach, garbage can, or trash bin. The terrified blind man who tripped over a garbage can in a forest and accidentally killed the garbage collector with his cane, which reminds us, the Gemara contrasts a machlokas about partial knowledge regarding hafara with a machlokas about a blind person's inadvertent killing when going into a forest. So, the terrified blind man who tripped over a garbage can in a forest and accidentally killed the garbage collector with his cane because he was being chased by his son-in-law who was upset that he gave his daughter a gift on the condition that her husband, who was Hasutum, have no rights in it, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what a father must do in order to give property to his daughter such that her husband, who he was mutar hanah from, will not acquire it. So, the terrified blind man who tripped over a garbage can in a forest and accidentally killed the garbage collector with his cane because he was being chased by his son-in-law who was upset that he gave his daughter a gift on the condition that her husband, who was usher to him, have no rights in it, ran to hide in his daughter's courtyard, which she owned independent of her husband, which required her to acquire a portion of the wine for Shetufi Mavos, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a case where a wife herself owns a courtyard independent of her husband. Demigu de Zachil Navsha Zachil Achrini. Since she must acquire a portion of the wine for the Shetufi Mavos for herself to be effective, she can also acquire it on behalf of the other residents. Daf Pei Tes. So the symbol of Daf Pei Tes is a chalent pot. So here goes. The wife who burnt the chalent in the pot, that must be on Daf Pei Tes, chalent pot. The wife who burnt the chalent in the pot who declared that she'll be a Nazira after divorce, which reminds us, there was taught in Brayson, if an Almana or Grusha say that I'm hereby a Nazira when I marry, and she gets married, Rabbi Shmuel says the husband can be Mefer, and Rabbi Kiva says he cannot. In the reverse case, where a married woman declares she'll be a Nazira after divorce and she gets divorced, Rabbi Shmuel does not allow Hafar, and Rabbi Kiva does. Rabbi Shmuel holds the ability of Hafar depends on the time the Neder takes effect, whereas Rabbi Kiva holds it's determined by her status at the time the Neder is declared. So the wife who burnt the chont in the pot, who declared that she'll be a Nazira after divorce, served it to 9 Na'aros whose Nadarim stand, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Teshin Na'aros Nidren Kayamin, there are 9 Na'aros whose Nadarim stand, meaning they cannot be revoked. They are essentially permutations of 3 types of cases, where she's a Yasoma Bachayavya, an orphan in her father's lifetime, meaning she left her father's domain through a previous marriage of Nisuan, or she's an actual orphan, or she's a Bulgaris. So, the wife who burnt the chont in the pot, who declared that she'll be a Nazira after divorce, served it to 9 Na'aros whose Nadarim stand, and told her upset husband, Conan, that I will not benefit from my father or your father if I do anything for you. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches, if a wife says, Konam she'eni nena le'abo levicha im osa ani alpicha, Konam that I will not benefit from my father or your father, if I do anything for you, the husband can revoke it. The Ron explains that since both the neder and the condition are either inui nefesh, or matters between him and her, he can be mefred, although it has not yet come into effect, since the condition has not been fulfilled. Dav Tzadi, so the simfer Dav Tzadi is a tzedakah box. So here goes. The tzedakah collector, that must mean we're on Dav Tzadi, tzedakah box. The tzedakah collector took a vow to learn halacha before getting married, which reminds us of the incident of a man who vowed not to benefit from anyone if he would marry before learning halacha, referring to Shas Mishnayos, and how Rav Acha bar Rav Huna tricked him to think that marrying would not trigger the neder, and he married, which forbade him from benefiting from anyone. Rav Acha then smeared him with dirt to show him his immediate need for other people to launder his clothes, and brought him to Rav Chisna to annul his neder. So the tzedakah collector took a vow to learn halacha before getting married and went around with his tzedakah box collecting for 3 women whom he initially believed were divorced, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, 3 statements of women were originally believed for them to be divorced and collect their ksuba. Omer's tamei ani lecha, one who says, I'm defiled to you, which means she had relations with another man and is thereby forbidden to her husband. Shemayim beini levencha, or heaven is between me and you, which means he's impotent and cannot have children, which no one else knows but heaven. Natula ani min Yehudim, or I'm removed from Jews, which means she made a neder forbidding herself in relations with all Jews, which indicates that relations are very painful for her. Later, the Rabbanan grew concerned that a woman may set her eyes on another man and make these claims to free herself to marry him, so they revised what must be done. So the tzedakah collector took a vow to learn halacha before getting married and went around with his tzedakah box collecting for 3 women whom he initially believed were divorced, was shocked when he saw the wife who said she had relations with another man still married to her Kohen husband and eating truma. Which reminds us, the Gemara inquires if a woman claims she had relations with another man but is not believed to forbid herself to her husband as per the rabbi's enactment, can she continue to eat truma if she's married to a Kohen? By her own admission, she's forbidden to eat truma, and there would seem no reason not to believe her. Rav Shesha said, Ocheles shelotot silaz al beneha. She may eat truma so as not to cast aspersions on her children's lineage. If she'll be forbidden in truma, people will believe her claim of being defiled and consider the children born afterwards to be chaloim. Rava disagreed because she can eat chulin, and people will simply assume she has no available truma. Dav Tzadi Alf, so the simmer Dav Tzadi Alf is an exit sign. So here goes. The Kohen's wife who was violated and was standing under the exit sign, that must mean we're on Dav Tzadi Alf, Tzay. The Kohen's wife who was violated and was standing under the exit sign with her ksuba, which reminds us, on the previous Dav, we had the question whether a wife of a Kohen who was violated and thereby forbidden to him collects her ksuba or not. Do we say that since her being violated is equal to a Yisrael's wife committing adultery willingly, in that they both become forbidden to their husbands, so she would lose her ksuba like a Yisrael's wife who is willingly unfaithful? Or can she say that as far as she's concerned, she would be permitted to him since she was violated, and it's only his special status as a Kohen which forbids her to him, so it should be viewed as his bad fortune and no fault of hers? They resolve the query from her Mishnah, which indicates that she does collect her ksuba. So the Kohen's wife who was violated was standing under the exit sign with her ksuba, who overheard her friend say to her husband, you have divorced me, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, if a woman says to her husband, you have divorced me, what is the halacha? Is she believed to marry someone else? Rav Amnuna suggested a resolution from a Mishnah which taught that the woman who claimed to have been defiled is not believed according to the Mishnah's later ruling. That's only because she realized that the husband doesn't know the truth, so she's not afraid to lie to him, but to claim that he divorced her, which he knows about, she should be believed. Because there's an assumption that a woman would not be so brazen-faced to her husband to claim what he knows to be untrue. Rava sought to prove the opposite. So the Kohen's wife who was violated and was standing under the exit sign with her ksuba, who overheard her friend say to her husband, you have divorced me, almost got knocked down by a man who broke through a weak wall and fled. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings an incident of a man who was secluded with someone's wife, and when the husband returned, the man broke through a weak wall and fled. Rava said that we are confident no sin was committed, and he need not divorce her even as a chumra, because the adulterer would have hidden. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which up to have a question whether if a wife says to her husband, "You have divorced me," is she believed to marry someone else? That's on Duff. Tzadi off. Good, number 2. Which daf do we have 9 cases where a girl's nether cannot be revoked? That's on daf. Pay test. Good, number 3. Which daf do we have all statements can be retracted? Toch kadei dibor, except in 4 instances. That's on daf. Pay zayin. Good, number 4. Which daf do we have that the hinuim for naziras are nazik, naziach, and paziach? And why the Mishnah listed examples of yados before examples of kinuim? That's on daf. Beis Nazir. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you learn what a father must do in order to give property to his daughter such that her husband, who the father was mudar not from, will not acquire it? That's on daf. Peches. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you have an incident where a man was secluded with someone's wife, and when the husband returned, the man broke through a weak wall and fled? That's on daf. Study off. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn that the declarations of Aheh and Ahen Na'eh are effective to make someone a Nazir? That's on Daf. Beis Nazir. Good, number 8. Which Daf do you have the question whether a wife of a Kohen who is violated and thereby forbidden to him collects her Ksuba or not? That's on Daf. Study off. Good, number 9. Which Daf do you learn called Ro Sota be Kukua Yazir Atzma min Yain that whoever sees a Sota in her disgrace should restrain himself through Naziris from wine? That's on Daf. Beis Nazir. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we have a 3-way machlokas whether a partial hakama confirms the entire neder and if a partial hafara revokes the entire neder? That's on daf. Pei Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.